The Lonely City by Olivia Lang, read by Claudia Jolly. Imagine standing by a window at night, on the 6th or 17th or 43rd floor of a building. The city reveals itself as a set of cells, 100,000 windows, some darkened and some flooded with green or white or golden light. Inside, strangers swim to and fro, attending to the business of their private hours. You can see them, but you can't reach them. And so this commonplace urban phenomenon, available in any city of the world on any night, conveys to even the most social a tremor of loneliness, its uneasy combination of separation and exposure. You can be lonely anywhere, but there is a particular flavour to the loneliness that comes from living in a city, surrounded by millions of people. One might think this state was antithetical to urban living, to the massed presence of other human beings, and yet, mere physical proximity is not enough to dispel a sense of internal isolation. It's possible, easy even, to feel desolate and unfrequented in oneself while living cheek by jowl with others. Cities can be lonely places, and in admitting this, we see that loneliness doesn't necessarily require physical solitude, but rather an absence or paucity of connection, closeness, kinship, an inability, for one reason or another, to find as much intimacy as is desired. Unhappy, as the dictionary has it, as a result of being without the companionship of others. Hardly any wonder, then, that it can reach its apotheosis in a crowd.